Hello, Mzanzi. You are listening to Farmers Inside Track, proudly brought to you by Food for Mzanzi. Officially, this is the world's best podcast for 2024, as awarded by One IFRA, the global organization for the world's press. I'm your host, Duncan Masiwa, and a warm welcome to you. In this episode, we dive into the topic of transporting crop protection products safely and responsibly. South African farmers play a vital role in complying with the National Road Traffic Act, which regulates the transportation of dangerous goods, including pesticides. Iresh Ramanand, Stewardship Specialist, and Quaid Singh Jam, Compliance Specialist, both from CropLife South Africa, share key insights to help farmers navigate these regulations. Gentlemen, welcome back to Farmers Inside Track.
Thank you, Duncan.
Iresh, I'll start with you. My first question, what must farmers know when transporting crop protection products so that they do not contravene the National Road Traffic Act?
Thank you, Duncan. Firstly, crop protection products with UN numbers are regulated products and therefore considered dangerous goods. While the requirements for the transport of dangerous goods at the commercial trade level is quite stringent, bona fide farmers are exempt from the requirements of the National Road Traffic Act, provided the crop protection products are not used for resale, either in their original form or in combination with any other substance, and the journey does not exceed 250 kilometers, of which no more than 50 kilometers shall be on a main arterial road designated with an N number, for example, your N3, N2, N1. In addition, importantly, the quantity of crop protection products in liquid and solid form transported as separate loads must not exceed 1,000 liters or 1,000 kgs respectively. Finally, if a combination of liquid and solid crop protection products are being transported as one load on a vehicle, then the quantity loaded cannot exceed 1,000 units, where one unit is equivalent to 1 liter or 1 kg. So, to put the quantity into context for ease of understanding, a farmer transporting only liquid pesticides not exceeding 1,000 liters is exempt. This is the same for a farmer transporting only solid pesticides not exceeding 1,000 kgs. Now, a farmer transporting 500 kgs of solid pesticides and 450 liters of liquid pesticides is exempt because that equates to 950 units when the amounts are added together, which does not exceed 1,000 units. Now, importantly, where farmers do not meet the criteria for exemption, then all legal liability pertaining to the road transport of dangerous goods according to this act apply. However, with that said, this is rarely the case, as most smallholder farmers will not exceed the exempt quantity and at the commercial farming level, which generally involves large pesticide consignments. Such consignments are generally delivered to farms by a compliant transport service provider. That's about all that is relevant to farmers in terms of the Act.
Most definitely, Iresh, and this information is quite important. Quaid, is it then advisable for farmers to load animal feeds in the same area of the vehicle where pesticides are loaded?
Duncan, simply put, that is not advisable, and it is not a wise decision to do so. Why do I say this? Well, simply put, because crop protection products gives off a fume or vapor, which is a well-established fact. We know that animal feeds are solid in form, and being packed on top of these products, they absorb the fumes given off by the crop protection products. Now, farmers need to ask themselves, what happens when they feed these livestock animal feed that has absorbed these toxic pesticide fumes? I can tell you that these livestock may not be well after consuming the feed and that has been contaminated with these pesticide fumes. And this may result in unwarranted vet bills or even go as far as fatalities if it's not picked up early enough. I also want to bring in another matter here as well, where we have the express courier service as well that provides a service off to farms. Within my experience in the incident, I've seen it numerous times as well, that vehicles would arrive at a site where flowers or meat or anything intended for human consumption has also been packed up on these crop protection products. So for me, the advice is clear. No animal feed or human goods or feed for consumption are to be loaded in the same confined area of the vehicle where crop protection products are loaded. it is definitely not worth the risk. And previously stated as well, it may lead to more severe consequences. We could lead to fatalities.
Arish, would you then advise farmers to load fertilizers in the same area of the vehicle where pesticides are loaded?
Firstly, in terms of inorganic solid fertilizers, this is no different to what Quaid just explained for animal feeds, and therefore I would advise against loading inorganic solid fertilizers in the same area where crop protection products are loaded, because inorganic solid fertilizers may become contaminated with fumes, which may then lead to application issues due to the integrity of the fertilizer potentially being compromised. Now, for liquid fertilizers, whether organic or inorganic liquid fertilizers, given the formulation and the fact that these are packaged in plastic containers, such products will not absorb fumes given off by pesticides, and therefore the integrity of liquid fertilizers will not be compromised when loaded in the same area as crop protection products.
Most definitely. But what about fuels and food items? Is it advisable for a farmer to load these in close proximity to crop protection products on his or her vehicle, Arish?
Duncan, again, the simple answer to your question is no. Food items may absorb fumes from crop protection products, which could make anyone who eats such food items ill, resulting in unwarranted treatment bills. When it comes to fuels, again, this is not advisable because this presents an unwarranted fire risk. Therefore, it is definitely not advisable to load any food items, fuels, animal feeds, or inorganic solid fertilizers in the same area where crop protection products are loaded on a farmer's vehicle. To add further here, no dogs should be allowed at the back of buckies where crop protection products have been loaded. The Griffin Poison Information Center receives reports from farmers of their dogs being poisoned due to highly hazardous pesticides falling over and spilling in the back of buckies. So for me, if farmers love their dogs, keep them safe and leave them at home and away from any area where crop protection products are being kept, loaded, handled, and used.
Gentlemen, the legal pitfalls to me are quite clear. Quaid, my final question directed to you. Where farmers receive large crop protection product consignments in excess of the exempt quantity according to the Act, that is delivered directly to their farms, what should they be aware of?
I just want to just clarify here as well, because we're referring to the Act, and just for our listeners out there, we are actually discussing today the National Road Traffic Act 93 of 96. And the pertaining chapter is Chapter 8 of the regulation, which is the transportation of dangerous goods and substances by road. So coming back to your question here, well, first and foremost, the recipient, which must ensure that the site where the offloading is going to take place or is taking place is spacious enough for the vehicle. There's adequate turning space and adequate space around for the offloading process as well. The area earmarked for this, and especially if we think about farmlands as well, that the area is level and it is compacted and is suitable for the necessary equipment such as the forklift trucks, that the equipment is in a working condition as well. Safety is the number one priority. And this leads me to my next point. Farmers must ensure that the vehicle dispatched by the transport service provider is fit for purpose. What are we saying here? Referring to the Act, the vehicle must be suitably licensed to transport dangerous goods. They must be suitably placarded in terms of the load and with no obvious spillage or damages, and not forgetting the driver as well. He is also required to be suitably licensed in the relation of this type of transportation and of the vehicle. In this case, the category needs to be done is the dangerous goods, and they should have a DG category on their license as well, which stands for dangerous goods. The driver as well, for his own personal protection, should be fitted with the proper PPE, which is the personal protective equipment, and there should be a spill kit and the necessary containment equipment within the vehicle as well. Where a vehicle is deemed unfit to offload due to the risk involved, then the consignment must be refused. The farmer has a constitutional obligation in this regard. Besides the farmer, the driver himself, if he does enter the premises and sees that this area is unfit and is not fit to to be unloaded safely or the operation cannot be done safely, he has that obligation to stop and refuse to offload and inform the necessary management regarding the situation. In essence, Duncan, the offloading operation must not proceed for any reason if it is considered unsafe by the farmer or the driver. Again, it is not worth the risk.
That was, of course, Hiresh Ramanand, Stewardship Specialist, and Quaid Singh Jam, Compliance Specialist at CropLife South Africa. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. And that's a wrap. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vind, and the rest of Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Africa's dopest gathering for young farmers is back. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who of agriculture, from top-tier experts to game-changing farmers, at the Mzanzi Young Farmers Indaba on the 1st and 2nd April 2025 in Pretoria. Early bird tickets are now available, so head to farmingindaba.com to get your full access pass for a discounted price. That's farmingindaba.com for early bird access to a full access pass. Don't miss out.